have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Hi, I'm Dr. Lowe, host of The Loretta Petit Show, heard here on Elation Radio. Hey, amidst the jingle bells, decking the halls, the great food fun and family, remember that Jesus is still the reason for the season. Hey, friends, on behalf of my family to yours, we wish you love, joy, peace, a safe and a very Merry Christmas.
Hey, it's that time of year again, man. I'm so excited. Listen, let's just have some fun. This was a tough year, but we're all here. So let's do a bit for everybody.
Holiday season, baby. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this thing, man. Let's do it big. From us to you.
It's time for us to spread some love. Peace and holiday cheer. It's that season. Special time of the year.
So go and grab your family, friends too. Let's celebrate the baby boy, the same in you.
Happy holidays. was very interesting is I had to sneeze at that moment. Wow. Wow. But welcome to tonight's installment of another Loretta Petite show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministries to Marketplace. Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my podcast. Hey, this is a space that we create for that winning mindset. Every Thursday, be sure to tell your girlfriends to check it out. It's for us, it's by us, and it's all about us, okay? The woman with the winning mindset, the woman who is smart in the head, compassionate in the heart, confident in the walk, and focused in the thought. Oh, yes. Hey, you know what? A winning woman like you won't be stopped. Mm-mm. Will not take no as a final answer. And if you have not embraced that yet, I want you to walk into it. But first, let's pray. Father, we come now to thank you for this blessed opportunity to share once again. And dear God, we ask that you would take control, get the glory out of it all. Oh, God, we're honored to serve you in this capacity. We are praying, oh, God, for God's sense for that wisdom from on high. We're praying, oh, God, that we will believe in what you have deposited inside of us and that we will continue to trust in you every step of the way. And, Lord God, that we will embrace the authority that you have given us. You said that we're the head, not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have so declared it, so let it be. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, and a special blessing up on our awesome producer, Miss Kimmy Kim. Love her to the moon and back. And thank you, Lord God, for her gifts. Thank you for her love. Thank you for her support. Bless her life, her children, and everything that you have committed to her hands. Bless the Elation family, magazine, and radio. We thank you now. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. Amen, and thank God. Season's greetings, everybody. It is December the 16th, and in 1 month, complete 1 month, I'll be making another year older, should life last on this side, and I thank God in advance. We have got a guest on with us today, and we're excited about it. In my days of radio, you know, I spent 28 years in that genre, and I would hear her. She would come in certain times, and she would do her thing. And she is an entrepreneur. She's the president of Linwood's Inspired Media, a faith-based media communications company. She's a book author, and she's the executive director of Inspired Lives Foundation. So today, my guest is none other than Miss Lynn Woods. Please receive her at this time. Hey, good evening, Lynn. How are you?
Good evening. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. Season greetings to you. Amen. So, Lynn, you know, I remember you better than you remember me because, of course, we didn't meet. We were vocal. And you came on the air where I was several years, actually. Mm-hmm. And so I think your being familiar with me probably was basically online. But nevertheless, Lynn, we're here talking and agreeing by faith today that God will continue to bless both of us in our various journeys. So today we want to focus on the thought, my journey to an inspired life. And that was before I knew that you were a part of Inspired Media. That is very interesting. But my journey has been inspired life. We want to look at your life because you have been such an inspiration through the years. And I see you're still going. You haven't stopped. You haven't, you know, really slowed down. COVID, of course, slowed all of us down just a tad bit. But
yeah,
you're still going. And mm-hmm. And there's some richness in you that we want to try and pull out today, and perhaps it'll be a blessing to somebody. Amen. That's tuned in.
Amen.
So, I know my mic seems hot, Lynn, and yours doesn't, and I'm kind of talking over you, and I'm going to stop doing that. But I just want to say if you could, if you have a little bit more volume, that would be great. But if not, we're going to work with what you have. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Okay. So, Lynn, I introduced you, but tell us basically how you would describe you.
Wow. I don't do too much of that. You know, I'm always the one, like, interviewing folks and asking folks questions, because when we became familiar with one another, I was the host and producer of a syndicated gospel entertainment news show called Inside Gospel. And you're right, it ran on the radio station that you were working at, that you were on the air at, and we were like in 50 to 75 markets, and we're also international, over in Sweden, Finland, London, Japan. It was so funny. I was in London recently, and I was at the International Gospel International Music Summit, and there were some people over there. I was doing a panel, and there were some people over there. We remember you over in London. That was interesting. Because we're on a station. Yeah, it's like you go somewhere internationally and people, you open your mouth and folks go, I know you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Amazing. It is, and it is truly a blessing, and to find out you've been an influence on folks that you've never laid eyes on. There have been women that have told me, I patterned the way that I did radio and then the way that I enunciated after you. I said, really? That was something. But, I did Inside Gospel. And I started in radio, went to Fisk University, graduated, came to St. Louis. In fact, I'm from St. Louis, so I came back to St. Louis and worked in radio, worked in television.
My producer is also in St. Louis. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful. Uh-huh. You said your producer's from St. Louis.
Yeah, she is in St. Louis. Absolutely.
Oh, he is.
So what area in St. Louis are you from?
I grew up in a section called South St. Louis or Compton Hill, which is right in St. Louis University territory. That's what St. Louis. That's where St. Louis University is. So that's where I grew up. Yeah, so I went to school in that area, went off to Fisk University in Nashville, came back, started working at KATZ AM and FM here, which was Clear Channel, which is now iHeartRadio. I worked at the NBC television affiliate here. I owned a greeting card company. Then I left and moved to Los Angeles. So when I was in it's not where I am right now. But when I was in Los Angeles, that's how I ended up doing the syndicated radio thing, because I was a regional marketing coordinator for the Ice Capades and the Globetrotters, worked at Warner Brothers Television, and then transferred over from television and movies to the record division, Warner Brothers Records. And while I was there, met some folks and was introduced to Vicky Mack Latia. Well, Vicky already knew me. You know Vicky Mack
Latia?
Of course. So she was the only woman that I knew personally when I moved to Los Angeles, and she kind of helped me navigate some things. And then I also helped her on some projects, and I was introduced to her friend Lisa Collins, who is the publisher of Gospel Industry Roundup, and we worked together. And then that's how I started doing syndicated radio, through her.
And I think when we think of Vicky Mack, we think of Kirk Franklin.
Yes, because she was the one who finally gave Kirk Franklin a shot and signed him to his first major record label deal. Her label was relatively new and just starting out, and he wasn't new to gospel.
No.
He was known in gospel circles, a songwriter and artist, and within Gospel Music Workshop of America, he was well known there. Yeah, but
in the Houston
no one signed
too,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
And she signed him, and then we know what came after that. You know, changed the face of gospel.
That was a marriage made in heaven, that label and Kirk Franklin, because it just took off.
It certainly did, and it worked for both of them, didn't it?
Yes, it did. She came on the scene as Vicky Mack, and then she married. So, and we saw screwing up her last name, right? And so then she
I think when I met her, she was already Vicky Mack Latia, but she didn't always use the Latia because the people couldn't pronounce her last name.
Exactly. Okay.
So
all
she
right,
just
I
let
see.
Them call her Vicky Mack. Yeah. Her husband's from. Yes, her husband's folks are originally from his family is from Haiti. So, they, you know, they speak French over there with the French heritage over there. So, Latayat, French, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where mm-hmm. that name came from.
So in describing yourself, I've gotten a lot of the things that you've done, which is awesome. But tell me about who you are, you know, as a person. What are the things that you enjoy? What are the things that you have had to overcome? And how did you get your confidence? And, you know, how do you work these deals and things like that? You know, so what gives you the that you have to go after it?
Well, basically, starting out, you know, I am a child of the Most High King. So it's about faith and having parents that made sure that we went to church. I have a brother. I have two brothers and a sister. And my two brothers are engineers, and one owns his own engineering and construction management company. My sister is an educator. So I'm the only person out of that bunch that decided to go do something creative. I remember my father bought me a tape recorder when I was in grade school, fourth or fifth grade, and I just started talking into it and pronouncing words, and I used to read the dictionary a lot, so I was really fascinated with words, and then I wrote poetry.
Yes.
And so I have collections of poetry that I've written, but I was usually inspired by faith, family, church. I didn't have, like, a whole lot of folks as a young African-American woman around me that I knew personally that worked in media that I would say, I want to do what she does. I didn't really see that. I admired Barbara Walters at the time, Barbara Walters and Oprah at the time, because I didn't have those kinds of folks around me.
It was
it was just, and seeing these kind of confident women, but also in terms of confident women, I have a bunch of strong and confident women in my family. My parents owned their own businesses when I was growing up. So I saw entrepreneurs all the time. Somebody in the family had a business. And that is one of the things that got into me about, you know, you need to own your own. Learn your craft, hone your craft, but then eventually own your own, whatever it is.
Right.
And so I was inspired on entrepreneurship by family. But this business of entertainment is like, oh, my God, you know this, Loretta. It is something else, especially to be a black woman working in it. I remember working at the Icepage and as a regional marketing person. And my boss, who was a VP, told me, I said something about faith one day, and he told me, that's not something you want to mention too often in this business. In other words, this was like in the 90s, and so they're telling you, you know, you need to be a little bit quiet about your faith.
Yeah, because it seems like when you talk about faith, it has been my experience, that you tend to drop down a little bit on the totem pole because you start to get called that church girl or, you know, it's just about church with them. And like your professionalism, you know, disappeared or something like that. So, yeah, I had to go through a lot with that. So, yeah, so that, you know, it sounds bad, somebody telling you not to say it. But the truth of the matter is they kind of protect you from all of the, you can still have your faith, you can still love God, you don't have to hide him, but you don't have to, you know, smear it in their faces because they will turn on you, basically.
Right.
It's crazy.
It's interesting. You're right. It is interesting now that more and more people are not afraid to talk about their faith. They're more emboldened by it than what it was like when we were coming up in the industry. I remember not being able to get promotions because of the fact that, you know, people were like, oh, you know, she's a church girl and you really can't say that around her. You really can't do that. I remember I was applied for a regional promotions and marketing person over a region at Warner Brothers Records. And the department head, the department head, the one that was hiring for that, told me he could not see me going into some of the places that they would have to go into, you know, like clubs and maybe some CD places, radio stations, you know, promoting your product, promoting those records. And it's like, you know, I honestly, they said they just couldn't see me doing that, even though I had all the skills and the qualifications. I came from a radio background, but they just didn't want to give that to me. And so
I understand. I went through something similar, so I understand.
You did. So you know. So what happened to me was I had been through so much at the working with folks. This was at one of the record labels. And one day I had taken a stress day out because I was just so stressed. And I had a car accident. And so I sprained my neck and my back. And while you lay, you know, your neck and back sprained, you can't do nothing but lay up there. So I'm just talking to the Lord. And the Lord told me not to go back. He said, I want you to take the knowledge and skills that you've learned, and I want you to apply it to my people and my music. And so, therefore, I went to work full-time doing in the gospel music arena. So I became a gospel editor. I became a gospel editor for the National Music Industry Trade Publication, The Urban Network. I started my own company out in Los Angeles, and I just I've been doing that actually ever since. Because I walked away, didn't have a job, didn't know, you know, what I was gonna be doing, But, yeah, I quit them, and then I was doing the Inside Gospel and being a national gospel editor for an industry trade publication and running my own company. And one of the first gospel projects that I did marketing and promotion for was Ronald Winans. Remember that Ron Winans Family and Friends 4? That was the first version that they did Stand
On. Yes.
Yeah, that was the first project that I worked under my company.
Okay. Okay, so where are we now with what the, you know, the things that you're doing with, I think you have two companies. You have the Lynn Woods Inspired Media, and you have the Inspired Lives Foundation. So tell us about those.
Well, Lynn Woods Inspired Media is just an extension of what I've been doing all these years out in Los Angeles, what I started in Los Angeles, which is creating content, faith-based content. It could be for TV, radio, print, digital, across multiple platforms. It's like stories, articles, posts. I did some social media marketing where we handled a Hollywood client named Bill Duke. He's an actor out in Hollywood. Most people remember him by that part that he played in Predator. Predator and Friday, but he now has
those are not my kind of movies, so I didn't watch them.
But he was in HBO Max's recent movie, No Sudden Move, with Don Cheadle and Benicio del Toro and some other actors. So I did his personal social media this year. But
gotcha.
In terms of what else, what other things we do, produce music entertainment seminars and educational things, press releases, bios. I've written press releases like for Dorinda Clark Cole, Kiara Shears, bios, press releases and bios, Jason Nelson. That's just a whole host of folks that I've written some things for. And so we do faith-based and family entertainment things. Now for Inspired Lives Foundation, that Inspired Lives Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that I started back in 2005. We produce educational events. We would fly folks in to sit on panels and discuss the business of music entertainment. And we did that so that people that aspire to careers in that business would have the opportunity to talk to these people and meet the movers and shakers up front and in person because I've worked in the industry so long, I had personal contacts with these people. And so that's what we did with that. But, and then during the pandemic, believe it or not, we partnered with the Butler Group and we did a film camp for kids in St. Louis. So it's called Film Camp USA. We're gearing up to do another one in 2022, where kids come to this camp every day to learn the basic foundation and skills necessary to have a career in front of the camera or behind the camera in film entertainment and digital entertainment. So that's what we're doing with them right now.
Mm-hmm. And you have a bunch of kids, or you have a certain number?
Well, we couldn't have a lot of them during COVID, so the number was like less than 50.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so now they're saying that they want us to have. Huh?
You usually have more than 50?
Well, they'd like to have like about 100, 100 to 200. Ooh. I'm like, no, we can't. No.
I mean, because if you're going to deal with the kids and they get opportunities to do things, it's like you got to get through all these children. I guess you got to do it group by group,
right,
to, you know, because of time. Yeah.
Yeah, time, and then they're broken down. It's a 6 to 8 week camp, film camp, and it's not outside, but we were on, we were at a location called Inspired Park, and the kids had the opportunity to be outside in this outdoor space, where they could shoot scenes outside, they could take breaks outside and go run around. It was just a lot of space for them to be able to run around. So they really enjoyed that. But I told them I personally like to keep the numbers under 50, so that means you really have to scrutinize and go through a whole slew of kids. But at the end of the camp, the thing of it is they made a movie, of course, with the under the direction of adults and camp director. The camp director wrote the script, and it was they did a film called Steel Rascals, which was an urban take on Little Rascals. So that was the end result of the camp, and then they presented it at one of the movie theaters here with a red carpet event and everything.
Oh, that's nice, though. That's really nice. Awesome.
And that's what, that's
about
what we do.
Oh,
what
about time is getting short on us. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
No, I just said that's what we did with the children this summer. That's two of the things we do with Inspired Lives Foundation.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have a website for your foundation?
Yes, it's inspiredlivesfoundation.org.
Okay.
Yeah, we're preparing right now to do Toys for Tot distribution. We're just waiting for the toys to come in.
Right. That's a beautiful thing. I know we're winding down and we're getting short on time, but I know you also, you have a book. Is the book still available? And what's the name of it?
It's Kenny Can, Don't Judge Me. It's a children's book, and it's a story about judging people just because they're different, and how, you know, God tells us not to judge. Judge not ye, or you'll also be judged for the same measurement that you're judging someone else. So that's what it's about, the little boy and Kenny and him having to go through and learn that lesson. But the little boy, Kenny, is patterned off of my nephew, Kendrick Woods, who was tragically and senselessly murdered in 2017 at the age of 19.
Oh, no.
So the little boy in there is basically about him when he was a little kid. But, yeah, he was senselessly gunned down while just coming with friends, going to play video games. And one of the young men that he went to high school rose up from around the side of the house and just killed him point blank. And so I'm one
they're
of those
evil
advocates.
You got to keep praying.
Yeah, it is just, I just don't understand how some of our people, in particular our younger generation, handle or do not know how to handle their anger, their pent-up anger, and they have issues with one another. You know, we used to say, well, I'll meet you at the playground at 3 o'clock.
Right.
But
and it was,
no,
just, oh, it was just hands. It was hands. And then it got to knives, then it got to guns, and then it's got to be, you know, sniper activity. Mm-hmm. Like, they're waiting for someone around the corner. You don't even see it coming. It's like, is this too much? It's too much. And, you know, we have been dubbed the murder capital of the world several times here. And it's like, it's taking off again.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like, it's too much. Yeah.
It is. So I don't know.
It has been a pleasure. We're going to have to do it again because, girl, you are doing a whole lot of positive things, and I love that. So we're going to catch up again, if you don't mind, a few months up the road.
Sure.
And I know you're going to probably be into something else. But what you're doing, I didn't even get a chance to really get deep down into some of the things I wanted to find out. But I found out a lot, my God. And I pray that this positive energy transcended this phone, this podcast, and touched somebody and said, oh, wow, you know, she's doing all of that. She's come through all of those different pathways. Yes, you've done a lot. And God bless you, girl. Keep on shining your light and sharing that positive energy. And hold on to your faith. And I don't have to tell you, but I just thought I would just encourage you anyway. So in closing,
thank you.
You had anything you want to drop into the listeners' ears?
Well, I forgot to tell you, too, that what you used to listen to me doing, I still do. I have a podcast called Linwood Gospel Entertainment Podcast on iTunes and Spotify and Google Podcasts and a bunch of other ones. Same thing that you found that when you met me, I was doing that. But, yeah, but in terms of encouraging folks, it's like continue to just anchor yourself in your faith and stay positive. It is so hard to stay positive out here with all this stuff coming at you. But you just have to remain steadfast and know who you are, whose you are, and like you said, and pray that God keeps you centered and sane in the midst of all the chaos that's going on out there.
Amen. Well, thank you so much once again. We have enjoyed Ms. Lynn Woods. She is the president of Lynn Woods Inspired Media and the executive director of Inspired Lives Foundation and so much more. And she did drop that encouragement, anchor yourself in your faith. And from Joanna Fuchs, I want to say as we close, she said that life gets faster every day. No time to think, no time to play. Hurry, chaos, lots of stress. Tension leads to sleeplessness. When will all this madness cease? Where is free time? Where is peace? I'm running, doing, till I drop. Give me buttons called pause, mute, and stop. So in this pandemic, many people did slow down. They did stop, but some people never missed a beat. They kept on going to work, and they need some time away. They need some vacation. But whatever we're doing, wherever we are, let's keep our faith intact, and let's keep on going toward our goal. Don't take no as a final answer. You can, you must, you shall, and I believe you will. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. I'm your host, Loretta Petit. Season's greetings, one and all, and I certainly do wish you well. God bless. Bye-bye.
About the trees and vines, but it's about joy, friends and family all gathered together. But I just wanna know, do they really know?
You were born and gave your life the old.